Hi, Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game, the home of Oakland Raiders football. And DJ, the modern NFL cover corner is a guy kind of known now as the guy who just covers and doesn't really participate in stopping the run. Are you a guy that likes to stick your head in there and participate in that?
I just like to make plays. If me stopping the run is making a play, then that's what I'm going to do. So I just like to just help the team out as much as I can and just basically just overall make plays.
DJ, yesterday you were saying that you were ready for full contact. You ready to get hit for the first time since you had your injury, even to the point where you were having friends punch you in the chest. That seems like pretty extraordinary confidence for such a severe injury. What do the doctors tell you that gives you such confidence?
Basically, it's like any other bone break or whatever. Like they had to saw through my sternum. And it was just a matter of time before it to heal. Like, eventually it's going to heal. And it's healed. And like I said, me and my friends, we were kind of play fighting a little bit. And I took a couple punches, and I think I took them well. So I think I should be all right on that end.
DJ, Fred Inglis, KTVU Channel 2, the Fox affiliate. Can you tell us a little bit of the story about when you started realizing you were going to be a Raider? There was, I know, conversations before this. When was it pretty sure in your mind?
When I saw that the 510 phone call, and I saw it, and I was like, man, I had a feeling. I was like, man, I'm going to Oakland. Then I answered the phone, and I was just, I don't know, I was speechless, man. I was just so happy. It's one of the greatest moments of my life, hands down. And I'm just so happy to be a part of Raider Nation right now.
Wondering, with your getting hurt, have you been told are you more apt for this to happen to you again, or are you same as you were before it happened? Have you been told any of that? Or
the chances of it happening again are slim to none, just as it was before I got hurt. And it was really just a freak accident. Like, it's never happened before on the football field. It usually happens in car accidents. And the chances of it happening again are slim to none. And I'm not really worried about it. It's just one of those freak deals that just happened.
You know, do you have Coach Allen talked about how you're able to play both press, both off coverage, all sorts of different things. Is there a style you're most comfortable with and what you did most at Houston? Or
I played a little both off and on, just depending on the down and distance and the game situation. So I really, it really doesn't matter to me. And just whatever it is, whatever the game situation is making me feel most comfortable, that's the one I'll be doing.
DJ, when the Raiders,
yeah, I'm aware of it. They had Charles Woodson and Willie Brown and Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes. It's just a lot of, it's almost like it's like a DB factory. And for me to just be even considered to be a part of it, I'm just truly thankful and just truly blessed.
DJ, when the Raiders made the trade to move out of three, were you with any contact with them at that point? Because they said they were going to take you at three if they didn't make the trade. Were you aware then that, oh, man, the Raiders are going to pick me? Or was it all the way when they got down to around 10 or 11 when you saw that 510 flash?
My agent, he told me, he said, why don't you answer your phone? I was like, I didn't get a call. And I guess they was trying to call me and it didn't go through. But at the end of the day, it kind of worked out because they moved down and they still got the person they wanted. And then they got an extra pick. So, worked out good.
DJ over here, Jarrett Bell, USA Today Sports. Do you, given all that's happened to you physically, do you feel like the luckiest guy in the draft? I mean, just how have you processed everything that happened to you to get to where you are right now?
I don't feel lucky. I feel blessed. It's just I give all the glory to God, because without him, I wouldn't be here. Without him, I wouldn't be in the mind state that I'm in right now. And just me trusting in him through this whole process, when I was at my lowest moment at my mom's house to where I'm at now, it's just a true blessing. It just shows how how nurturing God is and how he's a forgiving God, and it just shows how grateful, I mean how powerful he is, and just if you just believe in him, and so much good can come out of it. Basically, I thought I would never walk again. I wasn't even worried about football. And this is like about 3 weeks out of the hospital. I'm skinny. I lost a lot of weight, and I got scratches and bruises all over my body. And I was just going through it. I look at myself in the mirror. I didn't look like the same person. And just me going through that, that was really like a dark time for me. And I never think I'd be where I'm at right now. And I just thank the Lord that I'm even here right now.
Hey, DJ, Paul Gutierrez from Comcast Bay Area. Describe the flight, just coming over here today and thinking about everything that's really about to unfold for you.
I don't think it really hit me yet. I don't think it's going to hit me until I actually get on that field and put the helmet on. But, I haven't slept. I've just been so excited just to come out here and just start this next chapter in my life. And I'm really excited, but I don't think it hit me until I actually strapped them pads up.
Hey, DJ, how has your relationship changed with Trayvon Stewart ever since that incident?
We definitely been closer. And Trey, he's like my little brother. Like, when he first came in, like, when he on his visit, I kind of recruited him on his visit, showed him around, told him the do's and don'ts, and just showed him around. Showed him around the whole campus and just tell him the do's and don'ts of college football. And he like my little brother. Like, we talk all the time. He probably texts me right now. And his family, my family, have good relationships. And I love the kid to death. If he keep his head straight, he will.
DJ, are you medically cleared for full contact? And would you be disappointed if on the first day of contact – you're held out and maybe paced differently than every other player?
Well, I'm medically cleared, and if I was to get held out, I would be, because I'm medically cleared. And, I mean, it'd probably be like the team, like, worrying about me, but I definitely would be kind of upset not to be able to practice full go with the rest of my teammates, but I don't know, stuff happens sometimes.
Hey, DJ, Levi Damian, SB Nation. Just a couple months ago, there wasn't a lot. You weren't talked about a lot in regards to the top of the draft. What do you think it was? And recently, it really started to heat up. People started to mention you a lot more. What do you think it was that the turning point was when that happened?
Maybe it was my 40. But then maybe again it was, I don't know. Maybe Mel Kiefer decided just to watch my film. I don't know. I don't know what it was. But I'm truly thankful that he watched it, and I got a lot of late buzz. And it's just a blessing, man. Just to come from where I came from, the struggles I've been through, and for me to be where I'm at right now, it's a true, true blessing. And I'm truly thankful. I learned I could take a lot of IVs, a lot of pokes, and I learned that definitely my faith has definitely got stronger through this whole process, hands down. And I learned that now I'm not taking as much for granted as I used to, because you never know when your time gonna end. Everything in this world is temporary. Like, you never know when somebody gonna come bomb us, or somebody gonna come, I don't know, you never know. Crazy stuff happens in the world every day. So I try to just soak it all in and just do right by everybody, because you don't want to do wrong by everybody. Then when they're gone, you're gonna wish you would have did right by them. So I just try to do right by everybody.
DJ, Vic from the Chronicle. When did you become a cornerback? And when growing up, and was there a point where there were guys you looked at and you wanted to be like them, players you idolized growing up, cornerbacks?
Players I idolized being playing corner was Champ Bailey and Charles Woodson and Darrell Revis. And I've been playing corner since I could remember. Well, like in Lilly, I played linebacker, but then once I got to high school, I started really to play corner. So it's just, I don't know, I guess I was just born to be, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's just I've been there so long, I've been doing it so long that I just love it. I just like holding receivers. And I think it's kind of harder because, you know, you going off to what somebody else is doing. They know what they're doing, but you're reacting off them. So I guess you kind of got the tougher job, and I don't mind playing it. It's fun.
It's Rick Tittle again. DJ, nobody's a finished product. So what are some of the things that you need to work on to get ready for the next level?
Just got to work on preparation in my eyes, eye discipline, and just overall just get better, man. Just try to come in and just compete and just become a better football player.
Any more questions? Yeah. How much did you talk to the Raiders during this process? And did you have a sense of their interest in you coming into the draft?
I talked to the Raiders. We had sat down and had lunch in Houston before my pro day, and we had a great conversation, and we had a great little luncheon. And the Raiders was actually my last visit, so I guess I saved the best for last. And I felt like I can make this my home. So I really had a good feeling about the Raiders when I left for my last visit, and turned out well. So I'm glad I'm here.
Hey, over here, DJ. Do you see yourself starting as a rookie? Is that something you've thought about much, and maybe the opportunity to go against someone like Peyton Manning in your first year?
I would love to, but I know that I'm just going to have to come in here and compete just like everybody else, because I'm in here, I'm a rookie coming in trying to take a veteran job, and I know they got a family to feed too. So I'm just going to come in and compete, and just whatever happens, happens.
Thank you.